Hey, and welcome back to Stream of Consciousness, everybody. I am Joey L.A. Face Stout, and this is Joel Oakland Booty Cox. Hey, Joel, what are we talking about today?
RoboCop.
All right, I can talk about some RoboCop. I actually have been in, like the weird sci-fi shows and stuff lately. So that's, I haven't watched RoboCop in forever, but I've been hearing a lot about it because everybody's relating to what's going on in the world right now.
Exactly. One of my podcasts brought it up. I'm like, holy shit, that's kind of true. Because think about it. They want to defund the police, and then that means corporate's going to come in. Corporate's going to run police stations. They're going to get some cop killed. They're going to make a RoboCop. Shit's going to go wrong.
Well, I mean, aside from the you took a pretty big swing there, but
how's that a big swing?
No. The whole the cop's going to get killed and they're going to turn him into a robot is a little presumptuous.
Okay, I'll put it this way. They're going to defund the police, and there's going to be private police, which means only the rich will have the good cops, and then all the police who couldn't make it to the 5-star and 4-star will go to the slums and stuff and get shot.
Yeah, that part definitely is we're moving in that direction pretty big. This whole defund the police thing. And here's the thing. Here's what bugs me. It's like people are saying shit, and then whenever something comes back to them, then they go, oh, that's not what we said. That's not what we meant. They're like, defund the police doesn't mean we want to take away money from the police. And like, that's literally what defund means. Like, no. We just don't want them to be accountable for all of the shit that they shouldn't be accountable for. And there should be another set of blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's not defund. Like, you started this whole defund campaign, and now I think we talked about this last week, where I saw a video of like these people that were like boycotting they were protesting, and they were like defund the police, and then the dude jumps out of his truck with a chainsaw, and they all start running away, and they're like call 911. Did I tell you about that? Did we talk about that on the podcast last week? Okay. So there's these people that were I mean that's pretty much the whole story. It was a bunch of protesters, and they were fighting the whole police. And listen, and totally against police brutality. Now I think that there's a line where cops have a very dangerous job, and I think that sometimes if they have to get a little more aggressive, I'm totally fine with that. What I'm not okay with is them profiling. Police brutality isn't so much my issue. I don't care about police brutality. I care about the police brutality on the wrong people. Like when they break into a house and shoot some unarmed person, that's not okay. That's different than police brutality.
Had the door locked.
Okay, but no, they had the door locked. The police broke in. Like this was like a raid type thing. Like they busted down the door. It happened a couple different times. It happened though, I think it was a black lady and a white dude. Separate situations, not together. But that got killed. But I'm sure it's happened more than that. Like, I'm sure it's not the only time that stuff like that has gone down. So I'm not against. Here's the thing. If I see a cop, if I hear a story of a cop who goes to arrest someone over something stupid, I don't give a shit what it is. I've seen videos online and YouTube and stuff. One of my favorite videos is that dude who's running around. You ever see the dude? He runs away from the cop, just the one cop, and he's running away from him. He's running circles around him, but he's funny as hell, and he's like, he's this gay black dude, or I think he's gay. It's insinuated, but he's like, oh, you're so rough on me. What's your safe word? Mine's pineapple juice. Did you ever see that video?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude, you gotta check out pineapple. Just Google pineapple juice safe word, and I'm sure it'll come up. Or police pineapple juice. But you gotta watch this dude. Is hilarious. It's such a funny video.
There's a guy. His name is Patty Mayhew, I think, and he's like a fake bounty hunter. And for a while, you look at the video, like, oh, this might be true. But then you look at the videos, you're like, no, this couldn't happen. And then the guy's interview's like, yeah, this is totally fake. We're just doing a fake show.
Yeah.
But it is like, cops porn. Like the show Cops.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm going to tase you. Keep going, I'm going to tase you. And they tase the guy.
Stuff like that does happen. Like, here's the thing: people don't want to believe all this craziness that could happen in the world. But like, look at what's going on with society. Look how many people. Like, now we're getting everybody's opinions. Like, with Facebook and all the social media across the board, everybody now is coming out with opinions that you're like. Because I remember you and I had a conversation one time. Me, you, and Eugene, I think it was. I'm positive. Me, you, and Eugene had a conversation one time about the zombie apocalypse. And you guys were like, after the zombie apocalypse, you got to get all the guns and you got to this. And and I can't remember how we geared the conversation, but basically it was like, the people that are not bit by the zombies, the still living people, those are going to be your biggest threat. And I was like, for me, I was like, you guys are out of your mind. There's no, I don't think that people are all inherently horrible, and you don't have to defend yourself from the people, or if anything, we're going to unite. We have a common enemy. You guys were like, no, people are the worst. And I was like, I don't believe in that. I'm not some misanthrope. I'm going to stand up. I believe that the more people you have, the better. I've changed my mind, Joel. I've been proven wrong. Society is a bunch of assholes.
I've known this for years. Everybody's opinion.
Like, it's crazy all this shit that people are saying now on Facebook and on, like, and I stated some of my opinion. I'm sure somebody out there is going, Joe's a real dick. I think that there's probably somebody's like, I can't believe Joe would think that way. And I don't think that I'm wrong. I think that I'm totally legitimate in what I've said.
Of course you do.
Because I'm like, I'm saying, let's all be good to one another. And people are like, no, we have to have someone to hate. And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? But people are thinking I'm the idiot in this situation, too. So now that I'm seeing all this, like all and we made an issue out of this before. You and I talked about this, mostly on the podcast. But when Trump got into office, whether you love or hate Trump, that's not even the issue in what I'm saying right now. But there was a lot of stuff that was pointed that he was he had a lot of racial tension. He caused a lot of anxiety over that, just in this degrading sort of way that people were like, people misinterpreted some of what he said too, and so like a lot of people were like, it was almost like a Klan meeting in some places. Like, it was like people were like, yeah, if all of these people didn't do wrong things, then blah, 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 blah. And there goes the neighborhood kind of mentality. And it was amazing to see how many people came out that you're like, wow, you are one really fucked up individual. Like, something is wrong in your brain that you have all these horrible, nasty thoughts.
I told you it happened the first week after quarantine.
Which many things happened the first week after quarantine.
It was a Monday.
We're basically living in the plot of 12 Monkeys.
It was 7 days into the quarantine.
Okay.
And I was on Facebook for way too long that Monday night. And I just got to the point where I'm like, coronavirus just needs to take us all out. We need to kill most of the population. That's the only way to fix this problem. These people are too stupid to be alive.
Here's my concern, is that it's not going to take out the right people. If you take out half of the morons, you still have the other half of morons. So it's because, and if you're taking out half of the morons, you're also taking out half of the intellectuals. So coronavirus is, what we need is some virus that is particularly designed to only kill the stupid people. And unfortunately, that's subjective. Who can say what is?
I can. Oh,
listen. Okay. So, this kind of puts me in mind of, and I told you, I don't know if you had a chance to check it out yet, but the
Watchmen?
Yes, Watchmen.
I've heard so much about Watchmen because of my podcast. So
it is uncanny how much of that show is reflected in what's going on in society now. And it was released before all this. It was filmed and released before this.
Well, the dude who writes Black Mirror is like, I can't put any more shows out because whatever's happening is already happening. Like, I can't predict.
There's no more shock value left. Like, we've seen it all. We're living it. It really, okay. So like, it's, and like I said, I'm really getting into. I actually I just watched Watchmen, and I'm like, wow, that really pertains to what's going on in the world. RoboCop from way back when, which obviously that's going to get redone again because the remake sucked.
The remake was awesome. What the fuck are you talking about?
The remake was, it was,
why? Why would it suck? Interesting.
The storyline just didn't carry. It wasn't as in-depth. No, I'll give
what
you,
are
I'll
you talking
this.
About? It was more in-depth than the original storyline.
Well, it was also written, what, 20, 30 years later, so I expected it to be more for what RoboCop was.
No. You don't get more. You get a remake. You get basically either shot for shot.
I want more.
No, you don't get more in a remake.
I want more.
You don't get more in a remake. In full stop. Well,
that's not okay. I don't.
Too
that's
bad.
Why it sucked. The reason it sucks is because you don't get more.
No, it didn't suck. It was a remake. And it was fine.
No, it was not fine.
Yes, it was fine. And you're full of shit. So go fuck yourself.
It wasn't terrible.
No, it was great.
It was not great.
It was great.
The remake of RoboCop was a little bland.
Let's go down the list.
All they did was really make the suit better. And even that was
okay. You said RoboCop versus the original RoboCop was garbage. Okay. RoboCop 2 versus RoboCop, the new RoboCop.
I don't remember RoboCop 2 that
well. Yeah, it was bad. RoboCop 3 versus the new RoboCop.
I didn't even know there was a 3, to be
honest. It's that bad. So, no. If you look at the progression of RoboCop, it was amazing. So go fuck yourself.
I'm not saying it didn't. You don't remember 2 and 3.
I've watched 2 and 3 multiple times.
I'm not saying that it didn't get better than the original. I'm saying it did go better than the original. Better enough.
No.
If you're going to remake a movie, if you're going to take an old movie and you're going to remake it, you better remake it exceptional.
No, they don't.
Otherwise,
do that.
Why remake it? What's the point of remaking
really?
It?
Really? You want to go there?
Yes, I do. Let's do this.
Okay. Ghostbusters.
Garbage. Should not have been remade.
Yeah, but...
Although, there's a new Ghostbusters coming out with the kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's going to be garbage, too.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell. It's either going to be really good or really bad.
It's the Star Wars. Garbage.
Whoa. Which Star Wars?
Doesn't matter. Anything that's not
Episodes
4, 5...
Episodes 1, 2, and 3, I'll agree with
anything
you
Anything that's not 4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6 were definitely the best, but they didn't remake. That's not a remake. That's more of like a continuation.
No, they remade it. They basically did fanboy service all through 6, 7, and 8.
No. Yes, they did. Okay, I'll give you the...
Blue Milk. Let's get off on Blue Milk. Oh, the guy from the bar. Ooh, look at all this nostalgia.
It was a lot of fan service.
It was all fan service. It was garbage.
Good movie, but it wasn't as good as the first four.
No, it was not.
The first four were original. The episodes 1, 2, and 3 were just junk. But then, where were we at? 6, 7, 8, no, 7, 8, 9? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 8, 9, the most recent ones were...
Garbage.
They were okay.
Garbage.
No, they weren't garbage. They just weren't as good as they should have been.
They were garbage.
But they also weren't remakes.
They were a remake, because they basically rehashed a bunch of shit.
That doesn't make them a remake.
It might as well have been a remake, Joe.
It might as well have been, but it wasn't.
Okay. What about the add-ons to 4, 5, and 6?
Oh, no, that's terrible. Oh, did you see? This is one of my favorite
McClunky
things ever. There's a picture of George Lucas. George Lucas? Yeah, what the hell's his name? George Lucas is the creator of Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Why did that not sound right? George Lucas wearing a shirt that says Han shot first. I don't know if somebody made that. I don't know if that was like a Photoshop thing or something, but it was like...
McClunky? No, go fuck yourself.
I'm just saying, if you're going to remake something, you should remake it better. That's all.
It's not going to happen. It will never happen.
Like, and this is another thing. Like, when Michael Bay bastardized all my childhood memories.
Oh, no, you go fuck yourself.
That's why I hate him.
No, you go fuck yourself.
The first Ninja Turtles, they're the remakes.
I'll give you the Ninja Turtles. I'll give you the Ninja Turtles. Turtles.
But the second one was actually not bad.
No, they're both garbage.
I like the second one a lot better.
Oh, you like the plane ride that took 5 minutes instead of, like, 24 hours at the other plane ride?
Sure. No, I liked Bebop and Rocksteady were in it, though. And I thought the story was just a little better.
They made Baxter black. Black Baxter?
Baxter Stockman was black.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he... Not
in
the cartoon.
In the cartoon, he was white.
But in the comic books, he was
okay,
a black guy.
Then why weren't the Turtles raping... Why weren't the Turtles raping April, then, if you're going by the comic books?
They didn't rape April in the comic books.
From what I was told, the comic books were basically, like, not a children's comic book. And they were...
No, they weren't. But... They were violent and stuff, and there was some coarseness to it, but there was no... I don't remember there. Okay, I have not read all of the comic books.
I'm just going by with what I've heard.
Bits and pieces, and I have some basic understanding of the storyline, but it's even been a while, so I might not be... I'm not as much of an expert as I wish I were, but I don't recall ever even there being an insinuation of rape. All of the original Ninja Turtles wore red masks. Well, actually, it was all written in black and white, but it was I think, like, when they did the color covers and stuff, they all wore red masks. They only got color-coded once the cartoon came in. Some of the bad guys were... I don't think Bebop and Rocksteady were even in the comic books. I think that was a cartoon thing, but I still like that throwback. That was fan service, but it was fan service I enjoyed. And Baxter Stockman was a black guy, but they changed him to a white guy for the cartoons because they felt that it was... because he was a bad guy, and they felt that it was wrong to have the only black character be a bad guy. Bebop was a warthog, so...
Yeah, but before he was changed, I think he was black.
I don't remember. In the movie, he is, but in the cartoon, I don't remember him being... And I don't... In the comic book, I don't think he even existed, so... I think once you make somebody anthropomorphic, they lose racial identity. Like the Ninja Turtles, are they white or are they black? They're not. They're just turtles.
No, they're Asian.
Well, I guess give you that one.
Yeah.
An argument can be made that
Rock
they're
just black in the comic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't care what I'm telling you, the reason that they made Baxter Stockman white in the comic was because they didn't want that racial profiling in it.
Oh, but they really care. They've got a guy in He-Man called Fist Man. Or Fisto. I think it's Fisto.
Oh, dude, I tried to watch that. There's I think it's on Netflix. There's a documentary on He-Man, and it's all the toys and the whole life of He-Man from
fully
beginning
integrated
end.
Security Tektronic officer known as Fisto.
That's I think your wife has that toy.
She better not.
Regardless of all of that, I still think RoboCop sucked. Not sucked. Okay, that's wrong. I just don't think it was as good. And I think that there's been a couple. I'm trying to think of like what's a good remake that I was like that. I'm glad they redid that. You don't like remakes usually, so is the funny thing.
The one that Mars Can't See Three Titted Woman. That remake was amazing.
Oh. Did you think that was better than the original?
Fuck yeah.
Did
you watch the original?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
In Dredd. Dredd was great.
Dredd was actually a really good remake. Dredd, I'll give you. That was a really good remake. And I was kind of surprised because, like, Carl Urban was really not somebody who I thought could play Dredd.
Oh, you fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. No, dude, I back off from that. When they cast him, I didn't think he'd be a good Dredd. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this dude doesn't look like Dredd. He doesn't sound like Dredd. He's Dredd. He's great Dredd. Mm-hmm. I love him. Carl Urban is Dredd for me now. Sylvester Stallone was like, Sylvester, now that I think about it,
I am the law.
Well, he was good until Carl Urban was better. So, for me, that's like, I'm trying to think of it. That's like whenever Hasselhoff played Nick Fury. Or was he the Punisher, too? No, Dolph Lundgren was the Punisher. Hasselhoff was Nick Fury. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's terrible. At the time, he wasn't bad. But now that you go back to it, it's like, wow, he's really not a good Nick Fury. But Nick Fury is another one. Okay, so there goes another situation where Nick Fury in the comic books originally white. And then as time went on, because Nick Fury was from like back in like when Captain America first came out, like the 50s or the 40s or whatever that was. So he was in that time frame. And then what happened was, the way the comic books go, Nick Fury had a child who was half and half. Then that child had, I think he had a daughter. And then that daughter had a son who also was named Nick Fury, who looked just like Sam Jackson in the comic books. And it just so happens that Sam Jackson got cast as Nick Fury, who just, I'm certain that they had to base the character off of Nick Fury's look. Like, they didn't accidentally draw Nick Fury in that. Or they didn't draw Sam Jackson in that. But, so they didn't change race on that one. And also, first of all, were you really upset that they put a black guy in a white role? Do you know how many times they've done that in reverse?
I'm very upset.
Do you know how many times they... Okay,
it doesn't matter.
Do you know how many times Joel, Black Lives Matter. What is wrong with you?
I love fucking with people.
Oh, my God. No, I'll tell you what did bug me, and I feel wrong about it, but it also, I don't, was whenever they put Will Smith in Wild Wild West. Remember that piece of shit movie where he fights the giant spider?
That was a great movie.
That was a terrible movie. And
that was
what
a great
bugged me about it was, it wasn't a matter of Will Smith was black and the original James West was white. That's not my issue. My issue was that Will Smith isn't anything like James West, the character. Like, they could have just given it an entirely different name, made him somebody. If they would have just changed the name, it would have been a different movie, and nobody would have been like, oh, this is based off of Wild Wild West. Because I remember Wild Wild West. My mom used to watch that show all the time. And I hated that. I thought that was a bad recast. It had nothing to do with him so much being black. It had to do with him being not the right. And listen, I love Will Smith. I've watched.
Will Smith anymore. You know why?
Tell me.
He's a Scientologist.
No, he's not. Is he really?
I believe he is.
No, I got to look that up because I don't believe you. That sounds like bullshit. I'll tell you what else I hated Will Smith in. And I do, I'm diehard Will. I think he's one of the best actors of all time. But I hated him in the remake of Aladdin. Did you watch that?
I haven't watched it, but I do want to watch it because I know that my boy Guy Ritchie directed it.
That's why I watched it. Because I was like, oh, Guy Ritchie film. I'll watch anything Guy Ritchie does. Yeah, guess what's terrible? It doesn't look like a Guy Ritchie film. When you watch it, you're not gonna see any Guy Ritchie moment in it. It just looks like Guy Ritchie had his name put on somebody else's work. It's not a good movie. And Will Smith as the genie. Here's the problem with that is Robin Williams was the original genie.
I don't hear this Robin Williams argument anymore.
No, you cannot fill his shoes.
I don't care.
There's nothing that he's done that anybody could take over. I mean, maybe there's nothing comedically
I don't believe that.
I don't think you can remake anything that Robin Williams has done successfully.
Jumanji.
No, they had to completely revamp that to make it work.
But they remade it.
Yeah, but they didn't have his character.
But that's not what you said.
All right, well then let me rephrase, because you're a lunatic.
This is how America is with my wife.
This is, I see why you guys work so well. I can't believe she hasn't murdered you in your sleep at this point.
I won't die out of spite. That's how stubborn I am.
You can't recreate a Robin Williams character successfully. I'm not doing this with you. Everybody else knows what I'm talking about.
I believe Good Morning Vietnam could be remade.
I don't know. Maybe. And here's the only reason I think that you could maybe possibly do Good Morning Vietnam again is because it was more serious. Like, you couldn't redo Mrs. Doubtfire, but you could probably
redo Mrs. Doubtfire. Matter of fact, I bet you get Martin Lawrence to redo Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, maybe. If you had to cast
Big Mama couldn't call Mrs. Doubtfire, come on.
All right, who would you cast the Sally Fields part, the wife? You don't even care, just anybody. Yeah, Gabriel somehow. Union. Oh. All right. You know what? Here's my problem with that. Gabriel Union and Martin Lawrence, is there kind of a big age gap there? Could you see Martin Lawrence married to Gabriel Union? Like, in what world would you believe that his ass could be married to her? Because she's hot. She's like super sexy.
Joe, have you seen your wife? And have you seen you?
Well, it's how well you think that's working out. Exactly my point. Invalid. No, I'm saying if you had to do it, I don't know if I'd get Gabriel Union. I like Gabriel Union just because she's hot. That's the only reason I really agreed with that. But okay, so if you redid Mrs. Doubtfire, here's the thing. I don't know. Martin Lawrence is. I don't know if he would. It's a maybe. I feel like there's got to be a better actor choice than that. And again, I like Martin Lawrence too. But like, I wouldn't do. You know who would? It sounds like something that Oh my God, what's his name? Baxter Stockman, the guy who played Baxter Stockman in the movie. Perry. Something Perry.
Tyler Perry.
It sounds like something Tyler Perry would get his hands into. He seems like the type that would remake a Mrs. Doubtfire thing just because the whole character thing, he's always, you know, he loves putting on him and Eddie Murphy. They like to play other characters. They like to do that whole dress up type of thing, but I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't think you could successfully redo it. Just like, and a lot of the Disney cartoons, all the remake movies of them have been kind of shit. And the reason that they're shit is because they're trying to make a live action, like Aladdin did it, and Beauty and the Beast did it, and you know, they're trying to make a live action cartoon.
You know, I love Beauty and the Beast.
What?
So the scene where they're about to go try and lynch the beast.
Yeah.
You'll notice that all the black people in the town didn't go, and they kind of backed out of the scene.
It's the one time you're okay with whitewashing.
No, but like they're like, this is a bad idea. We're going to stay here and do our own thing. You guys go have fun.
I didn't even realize. I watched it, but I kind of watched it. No, I don't realize it because I don't watch Disney movies so much. My kids watch them, and I end up watching them with them. Aladdin's one of the ones I paid attention to because I loved Aladdin growing up, so it was like it was just a little too iconic for me.
I hated most of the Disney movies because, you know why? Because I felt like every time I turn around, oh, another classic from Disney. You know, you can't just slap Kalask on because you're Disney.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Disney does a really good job at making movies.
Yes, they do.
So,
but why can't somebody have two parents that don't die?
I get it. That's not part of the form. I don't know why Disney does that so much.
Because he had a horrible family life, and he wants to make sure everyone else has a horrible family life.
Yeah, but he's long gone and dead now, so yeah, he's a frozen head somewhere in a laboratory.
But he's put in the DNA that you must lose a parent. You can't have two living parents.
Disney's been taking some kind of... Well, there's a lot of stuff that's Disney that doesn't get acknowledged, too. Like, Disney makes a lot of movies, but not all of them are the blockbuster ones.
Not under the Disney name, though.
Some of them are. Like Herbie the Love Bug was a Disney movie. You know what
Which
I mean?
One?
Like, that stuff like that. One of the newer ones.
No, you can't count that
it's
one.
It's not actually not newer. It's the old now.
The ones from the 50s and 60s are amazing. The ones with Lindsay Lohan, that was a warning of don't hire this woman.
Well, it was a Disney movie, nonetheless. I'm pretty sure.
So how do you feel with the Parent Traps?
Which one?
The old ones. The originals.
The originals with, I can't remember her name, though. Here's the thing. Those are 30-some-year-old movies. Those are probably 40-some-year-old movies at this point. Maybe even older. I don't remember. So at their time, they were good. Today, if you sat down to watch it, you're not going to enjoy it.
Are you
but
sure?
The remake with I just don't think it's going to carry as well. Old movies never do.
Oh, yeah.
Old movies don't resonate for me. At least some people do. I just don't. I don't.
Cuffs is 28 years old.
What is
Cuffs?
Yeah, well, okay, well, that's different. Cuffs is more of a nostalgia thing for me. It's not that I think it's a great movie. I think it's a terrible movie.
It's a great movie.
It was a terrible movie in its time.
It was a great movie.
I just loved it.
When the bad guy's wearing a mask and he's got his own face on his shirt, that is amazing.
It's the terrible movie that we love. You can love a terrible movie.
It's not a terrible movie.
There's nothing wrong with loving
a terrible
movie.
It's a work of art.
You're just angry because you like it.
I'm not
just
because
you like it doesn't make it good.
No, it is a really good movie because you could see Mila Jovovich before Fifth Element.
Okay, all right. Let me put it this way, Joel. How do you feel about Circus Peanuts?
They're okay.
Okay, well, most people think Circus Peanuts are absolutely disgusting, but they still sell them all kinds of places. So clearly, there's a big enough group of people who like them that they continue to have them out there. So. It's a matter of opinion on this one. Cuffs is basically Circus Peanuts.
No.
Doesn't make them good.
No. You cannot say Cuffs is Circus Peanuts.
Oh, Cuffs is Circus Peanuts. Christian Slater is not exactly winning any awards for his acting ability either.
Mr. Robot?
Did he win an award for that?
I thought he did.
That's possible. I completely forgot he was even in that. I only watched a little bit of that before I gave up on it.
Because you're an idiot.
No, it was one of those things that I'm like, I'll come back and watch it later. Because you know how I am. I have to watch a whole show. Like, I can't
the
watch.
The whole thing's done.
Well, then I'll get to it. It's on my list. I still have, like, I haven't got through, like, Sons of Anarchy
Critics' Choice
and stuff.
Television Award for Mr. Robot 2016. And supporting role in Mr. Robot. He's also gotten a Global Gold Award for a supporting actor for Mr. Robot.
Okay, well, how many nominations did he get for Cuffs? Exactly my point.
But you said he doesn't win any awards. He's got like 8 of them. Six awards.
All right, fair enough. So Christian Slater became a good actor. He wasn't back in the day. But that's okay. I still love Cuffs. I would watch Cuffs again. I'm not against Cuffs. What I'm saying is that Cuffs is not really like an A-list movie. It's one of those terrible movies. You and I both are like that. We like a lot of like really terrible
movies.
Now,
I'll give you Pootie Tang as a horrible movie, but it's good. But not
exactly. Cuffs is it's not a terrible movie, but it's really not a great movie. It just got a lot of good lines. It's got a lot of like funny one-liners that we just kind of dork out on. That's how we roll. We're gangster that way.
So, Game of Thrones.
Oh, good. What about Game of Thrones?
Supposedly it's supposed to be the GOAT, which I disagree with.
GOAT?
Greatest something of all times.
Okay.
It wasn't. It just wasn't. I'm sorry. They didn't stick the landing, just like a lot of people don't stick their landings. Just like Lost.
Well, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was just gonna bring that up. Is Lost is another one. A lot of those like really great shows. This is the Stephen King dilemma. It's a great beginning that really hooks you. The whole story all the way along is just so enticing. And then you get to the end and it's like anticlimactic. It's just like it's this interruption of enjoyment where you feel it's like an empty orgasm. There's nothing good about it. Like it's just you love it, and then all of a sudden that's over, that's done. And I don't know. Like Lost was like that. Pretty much every Stephen King novel ever is written that way. What they need to do is find somebody who writes amazing endings, like M. Night Shyamalan.
No, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. No, you're not even finishing your sentence. He fucking blows. He fucking blows.
Such a hot button. Oh my god, I love it. Joel, go tell me why.
I watch fucking Signs. That fucking swimming away bullshit. Go fuck yourself. Devil. That was a fuck in the elevator. Fuck that too. No.
The Devil in the Elevator?
It's called Devil, and there's like six people stuck in the elevator, and like...
I haven't seen that one.
It's shit. They're all fucking shit.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it, because
what's that, one with the trees? The village? No, not the village.
No, not... with Mark Wahlberg.
And yeah, that piece of shit.
Kill each other. I like that, too.
No, all garbage. All fucking garbage. He can't do anything that's not fucking hard garbage.
You just like got on fire.
I refuse to watch fucking Signs. Unbreakable.
I'll tell you what. I thought Signs.
Mr. Glass and all that bullshit. Fuck that. I'm not even wasting my time.
Oh man, that's awesome.
I'd rather jack off with Icy Hot than fucking watch fucking In Laws Jeff Shyamalan.
Oh, I did not know M. Night Shyamalan was such a big hot button for you. That's great.
Yeah, him and Uwe Boyle.
You told me about Uwe Boyle before. That's the dude who like makes terrible movies for no
on purpose. No, he makes them because you get 50% tax credit in Germany, so he just makes shitty movies.
Right. I like M. Night Shyamalan. Sixth Sense was a great movie.
Whatever.
The Unbreakable. Here's the thing: the movies themselves are stagnant. Like, they just creep along, and then you get to the end, and you're like, holy shit.
What's the one
where
the kids going to see Grandma and Grandpa? What's that?
Oh, that one freaked me out. Yeah, that freaked I can't remember, but that one really, that scared the hell out of me a couple of times. Like, when the grandma's underneath the porch, and she comes running at the kid, dude, I lost it. I jumped out of my seat. But it was a great twist.
No, his twists are shit. Everything's shit from him.
Okay.
Everything's shit. So.
I disagree, but
well, you're fucking wrong, Colonel Sanders.
I'm so glad I got you hyped up right now.
Anymore, just go to Wikipedia and read the thing to find out how to fuck up another movie.
All right, so who do you think does write good endings to movies?
Well,
I can't think of anybody else who's like
Jordan Peele was okay until he brought out Us.
Okay. Because Jordan Peele did the one where the dude Get Out where he
Get Out was amazing. But Us, if he didn't explain what happened, it would have been a better ending. That's why I think he fucked up.
I can't remember Us. What's that one about?
There's like a mirror image of you underground or some shit.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Okay. That's why I don't remember it.
But he's coming out with Candyman. I'm kinda curious to see that, so.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that one's coming out. There's a couple things that are coming out soon that I wanted to see. Oh, John Krasinski's doing something that I wanted to... Oh, what is he doing? It was something that the...
Making meth again, Jesse?
Making messaging... What?
Making meth again, Jesse?
Oh, Breaking Bad. No. No, he's doing... Oh, my God, what's he doing? I just saw it like yesterday or something. I totally out of coincidence that I caught. He's remaking something that I really wanted to see. Oh, this is going to kill me. Joel, IMDb it before we end the show.
Yeah, maybe.
John Krasinski. I mean, I don't know if he's acting in it or if he's directing it. I think he's doing both. Maybe he's just producing
it. How do you even spell his last name?
Krasinski.
Ah, there we go. Oh, I was thinking of the other guy.
Yeah, no. Listen, John Krasinski went from Jim in The Office to being Blackwater. Jack Ryan. Like, and then 13 Hours in Benghazi or something.
Next Gen, A Quiet Place 2.
No, not that. There's something else.
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. That's the only new stuff coming out, Joe. Everything else already out.
Nope, I'm going to think of it.
No, you're wrong, because Quiet Place Part 2, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and Next Gen are the last three things. And the there's nothing new coming out.
I'm not asking you, Joel. I'm telling you.
You're calling IMDb a liar? You can go fuck yourself again.
Joel, I'll find it, and I'm gonna post a link down below just to prove you wrong. There's something he's doing that's not one of those things.
Sure you will.
Oh, he's remaking something. It's either a remake or a reboot of something. Shit, why can't I think of it? All right, this is the dumbest conversation ever.
That's why.
This is bad podcasting, and I take full responsibility for that. Joel, play us some outro music.
Maybe.
Are you playing it? Because I don't know if I'm supposed to tell people to thank you for joining us this week and see us here next week and like and subscribe. Oh, that other bullshit. Am I doing any of that? Are you playing anything, Joel?
Well, what I was, here? But, you know, since you screwed it up.
No, I that's it. I'm good. We're good.
Jesus.
No, there's like no new news. This is good. I like that there's no news, Joel. Nothing new happening.
There's never news if you don't check the news.
That's probably what it was. I unplugged for a week, so I don't know shit that's going on anywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I kind of like it.
And disco.
I'm going to find it. John Krasinski's doing something.
Uh-huh, sure he is.
I just saw it. And disco. Damn it.